Board of Trustees meeting, September 21st, 2012. It's hereby called to order.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.
Quorum exists for the business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you certify the notice for this meeting has been given pursuant to the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and Academic Library buildings.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the previous minutes?
No, there are not.
If not, can I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.
Before we get started, I'd just like to acknowledge a new trustee, Trustee Mike Curtin, who's the Associate Athletic Director of Fenwick High School.
Do I need to stand?
Mike, welcome. No, you can stay put.
Thank you.
We know who you are.
Thank you.
Also like to acknowledge Stephanie Sanchez, our new student trustee. I don't know if this is on the record or not, but the first female Latino student trustee we've had, which is a wonderful thing. It reflects the university appropriately, and I'm glad to have her. With that, President, we'll have your report.
Yes, sir. Strategic plan. CSU has been putting in quite a bit of time over the last couple of years for two things. One, the ATLC, and two, the strategic plan. The strategic planning process is a bottom-up process, and the first draft has been approved by the board. We're going forth with it. We're going to each department within the university to review this with the faculty and the staff, and it is a bottom-up process. Next one is on October the 2nd, we will have an all-university faculty and staff convocation meeting where we will give the state of the university. HLC, I'd like to commend the co-chairs, and that is Professor Paul Muzio and Professor Gabe Muligato, for the leadership that they have given with regards to HLC and helping us to get the self-study ready. Just want to remind everybody, November 12th through 14th. You may have noticed, trustee members, and when you drove up, you may have seen a statue that is approximately three stories tall. This was done by Richard Hunt, the international artist, and it was commissioned about 6 years ago. And Richard, he just finished it, and it has now been installed. We're now trying to schedule a date for where we can have a celebration of it. We're waiting for the state to give us the appropriate plaque. We cannot do it until the state gives us that. Just a couple of issues with regards to something that's happened in Washington we touched on. I would like to codify it. One is, we are working with a delegation of congressional leaders and also presidents throughout the United States. And it is a significant number of presidents. We are addressing the Pell Grant program with regards to, one, the dollars for one's eligibility for Pell Grant. That has been seriously reduced. Second, we are addressing the whole Parent Loan Plus initiative, where the criteria has changed and it has had a very deleterious effect upon students throughout America being eligible. And the third one is the Pell Grant has gone from 18 semesters down to 12 semesters. These three items alone have had a major impact on universities throughout the United States, and more specifically, HBCUs and PBIs. But I'd also like to touch on the Minority Internship Program. This is a program that we have, and FARA, our IGA, is working to restructure it. This is where students will intern in local, state, and federal legislative district offices. For example, Senator Durbin has agreed to host a CSU intern when the Senate reopens in November. Talking about student loans, I want to state that CSU's default rate has decreased. It has gone from 10.3 down to 10%. It's going in the right direction. We want to get it down much lower. Universities are in trouble when they start getting into the 20-plus percentile for default, but we are not. We still want to decrease ours more. Something of note, our Jazz in the Grass and our Movies in the Grass program has proven to be a tremendous success. We're averaging about 1,500 students. 1,500 community and students attend. We have hit as much as, or I should say, we have hit as many as 2,000 individuals attending, and the community has totally embraced it. Looking at the data that we're collecting on it, it looks like 1/3 of the individuals that are attending these events every Wednesday night and every Tuesday night are alumni of CSU. iHeartRadio, on October 5th, we will celebrate our opening of our iHeartRadio station as part of CSU. Professor Lisk and the CMAT program, along with Professors Herb Kent and Troy. Troy's last name? Troy Tyler have played a very significant role in working with us to get this. And once again, I invite everybody out. Once again, iHeartRadio will allow CSU to provide its students an academic opportunity where they will be trained in broadcasting, and is now very much we're going to fall under the umbrella of Clear Channel, meaning that we will be under the umbrella of Clear Channel. We have to adhere to the standards and structure of Clear Channel. We worked it. I had a series of meetings with the president of Clear Channel, Errol Jones. He graciously agreed we have to purchase it, but it was within our reach, and he's looking forward to it also. It's an opportunity so that when you're in Las Vegas, California, or when we travel over to Switzerland, when we take our students over to the CERN, one can listen to Chicago State University on the radio. The last thing is the College of Business and Small Business Development Center will be sponsoring an updated series of workshops beginning in October, geared towards helping small businesses grow and expand using 21st century tools. College of Business, last thing, is our entrepreneur program. We talked about it. We are now at the beginning stages of planning for our 2013 entrepreneur program. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any questions for President Watson? If not, we can move into our reports. We'll start with Academic and Student Affairs. Trustee Joyce.
Yes, there was one action item, contract for College of Pharmacy, payment to the University of Chicago for the interaction for our students.
Any questions on that resolution? Not, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been properly moved and second.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yeah. I sat in for Trustee Scott, chair of the Finance and Audit Committee. We had a number of action items there. Glenn Meeks went through the budget in detail. He discussed the slight change between the preliminary budget and the actual. Interestingly, the number didn't change, but money was allocated changed dramatically, with the state giving us a little bit less, and our student tuition going up to cover some of that, which again, we don't want to do on an ongoing basis, but that is the case for this year. So Glenn did bring that budget forward. I would like to ask for a motion to approve it.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Properly moved and seconded.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yeah.
Mr. Cloud came through and also discussed his report on internal audit, which was very detailed. Thanks for that, Mr. Cloud. He also asked for us to approve the use of multiple servicers that we would have really on a retained basis. I think that that number was upwards of 1.7 million over a number of years. They may or may not use that dollar amount. However, we wanted to have the services available, so he asked for us to approve that resolution. Is there a motion to do so?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. We also heard from grants. We brought in almost $30 million in grants, which was a wonderful thing. There were four grants. One was a continuation. These are just fantastic grants. I'm going to say it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. For Chicago State to be involved in these types of programs is a wonderful thing. We do a great job of writing these grants, so I'm always very willing to approve these resolutions. So we can approve all four at the same time if there's a motion.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is it properly moved and seconded?
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin, can we have an update on facilities?
Yes, very quickly. We had a meeting this morning, and we heard from Ms. Monique Horton, a report on facilities. I also neglected this morning to thank Ms. Horton and Chief Watson for dragging me around the campus a bit the other day and pointing out some things about the facilities. I got to walk the tunnels under Douglas, and fascinating. And that leads to the resolution regarding the crane valve project. It's $350,000 to rebuild and order some new valves for the heat system at Chicago State. And I would ask that that be approved.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.
Trustee Young, can we have an update on legislative and human resources?
Yes, we didn't have any action items when we met this morning, but we were introduced to our new legislative liaison, Ms. Farrah Muscadin. I think she gave us an excellent report, and she's excited to be our new representative in Springfield, and we're equally excited to have her.
Was there any update, Trustee Young, on Civil Service Merit Board?
Yeah, we had a Civil Service Merit Board meeting in August, I believe it was August 22nd, and it was the first time I participated in a disciplinary question that came to the board where a civil service employee from Southern, the university wanted to fire that employee. They had had a hearing, and the issue was before us. I think it's important for our attorneys and human resources people, one of the issues was, could they introduce stuff before the board that was not done before the hearing officer? Or were we confined to what was presented to the hearing officer? The decision was made that we were confined to what was presented to the hearing officer. So for our attorneys here, if there's ever disciplinary action, you have to shoot your whole gun at that time at the hearing officer here. You can't hold back any bullets that you think might be used at a later time. You're not going to be able to use them. There was an interesting debate. The university wanted to fire the employee. The merit board members from Southern and Central Illinois wanted to fire the employee. The merit board members from the Chicago area wanted the employee reinstated with no discipline. And so what we did was we reinstated the employee with a 60-day suspension, half a loaf of both sides.
Okay. Thanks, okay. Trustee Young. I can't appreciate your analogy, but I certainly appreciate the detail. We give a quick update on the foundation. We should all give thanks to Kite and his team for an incredible event last night. 18th annual Friends of CSU Gala. It was packed. The house was full once again. It was great work. We had some recent Griffin singing late night. People hung out till midnight plus. I didn't realize that you people still got down like that. But it was pretty cool to see. It was a wonderful evening. We had Valerie Van Meter speak. She was one of our recipients, and she was great over at the Fed of Chicago. Big job for her. She does a great job. We try to stay clear of them. We just want to make sure all their deposits are in order, but she does a great job. And Stella Foster was just a piece of work. If you know Stella Foster, you know that she's a piece of work. And she did not let up last night. She said she was unduplicatable. I'm not sure if that's a word. One of our English professors in here said I'm unduplicatable. Most people say thank you for the award. I appreciate it. I'm honored. She said, I think I'm special, and I'm glad you gave me this award. So she was in rare form. I expect a full report in December on what we raised from Katay, which would be great. Also had the Putting for Scholars event at Joe Lewis, the champ. We raised $4,000 for our athletes there. It was great work. I imagine that Mr. Schumacher has some ideas on how he wants to spend that $4,000. Yeah, I imagine. So great work at the foundation. John Hooker is now officially retired from the foundation board. And, you know, John, obviously, just a stalwart in the community. He was a great leader of ComEd for many years. We'll miss his leadership. But there were a couple others that were added to the board, or at least put out to be added to the board. So three more. So anyway, great work on that, Katay. I think we should give another round of applause. Ms. Stewart, can we have an update from the Civil Service Council?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay. The last time we met, it was over lunch.
That was an exciting lunch, by the way. Got a couple things in common.
I would like to take the opportunity to say thank you from the entire Civil Service Council. At that time, my challenge was no check on June 30th for civil service employees with white time cards. The university offered a loan while implementing the web time entry. The pay back of the loan was changed from 3 payments to 6 payments with the support of Dr. Renee Mitchell, Mr. Meeks, and as well as our president, as well as an agreement for the employees to receive a loan and do parking payroll deductions beginning October 15th, so they wouldn't be compiled together. Moreover, the last payment is scheduled for September 30th, and the payroll deductions for parking are scheduled. We currently have 365 civil service employees. Out of the 365 civil service employees, 236 employees had the white time card. 94 of those white time cards got the loan. Hopefully, this financial hardship was a little easier to bear. And I stand corrected in our last meeting stating that we would submit letters to express their heartfelt overall personal experience. I think it would be more beneficiary for the university to have a mandatory civil service employee survey. That way, everybody on campus can learn from this experience, just not the civil service employees. The newsletter and the webpage will be available December 1st. Civil Service Day has been postponed, but we're working on it. Councils of Councils is scheduled for October 25th and 26th. And as always, Mr. Meeks is funding. Letters will be submitted to the supervisor, and it's an imperative that all of the Civil Service Employee Council attend. This concludes my report, and I look forward to our December board meeting to present all of the civil service updates.
Any questions for Ms. Stewart on civil service? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there a motion to recess into executive session pursuant to the Illinois Meetings Act to discuss employment matters, legal matters, and collective bargaining matters?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.
We are moving this along.
Actually, like,